At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We definitely need strategies. Some days, some weeks, some years, some decades, we need them more than others.
Absolutely.
And we got them. Hey, folks, are you... You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I certainly hope so.
I hope they are.
Yeah. Better have their seatbelt buckled today.
That's right.
Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist BLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Mm-hmm. So, have you seen any weird things in the sky lately?
You're asking the wrong person, because I probably would tell you yes, maybe more than others.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is, it's reminding me of things like Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Mm.
A lot of people are very stirred up at all of the activity in the sky.
Yeah.
And people are demanding answers.
Mm-hmm.
There's more questions, it seems, that there are answers. We've even had some sightings around here. A couple of people have posted on my Facebook page.
Right.
Facebook friends of mine have photographed strange things in the sky. So, and they say it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want answers, and we want to provide them here on Strategies for Living. So, who better to turn to than the authors of The Sky People?
I couldn't think of any better life strategists.
And our ancestors, Mr. Dan Baldwin, Mr. George Sewell, they are with us today here on Strategies for Living. And I don't know what their take is, but, you know, both of them have a lot of... you know, a lot of authority
and experience
in this kind of stuff. We'll talk about that when we come back. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate all of our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment with our life strategist, Dan Baldwin, George Sewell, right here on Strategies. Buckle your seatbelt and stay with us.
we know. Jingle bells ring bright, guiding you through the night.
Welcome in. Yes, Radio Rehab with a smile, especially today because of our special life strategist. Welcome in to 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living, Lauren Leon McMillan. David McMillan, let's welcome back a couple of very good, I won't say old friends, they're mature friends of the program. Mr. Dan Baldwin, Mr. George Sewell.
Yeah,
well, when George and Dan get around, appropriate goes out the window for me, you know?
As does the term mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, what else can I say? Now, George Sewell, you have a great deal of experience. You were the state representative for MUFON.
I was the assistant.
Assistant.
To the state director for the Mutual UFO Network back in the 1990s.
All right. And so you've worked with this for how many years?
Well, I've been involved individually pretty much all my life. I've just had an innate interest in the universe, outer space, space travel.
Well, you also have something to do with inner space, too, because you worked in psychology
I'm
addiction.
Pretty well balanced there. I can go inside or
inside
outside.
Or outside. Well, we're glad you're here with us today, and so glad that you brought along our buddy Dan Baldwin, mm-hmm. author of so many wonderful books, including the Paranormal Pendulum series, if you will, and the newest book by Dan Baldwin and George Sewell, The Sky People and Our Ancestors. Dan and I go back a long way, back into the
mid-1970s.
You were in the advertising business. I was in the radio business.
Radio.
And we had a lot of fun back in the day.
And we've come.
I think you're still having fun.
I think
I've observed.
I think we're having more fun.
Excellent.
You know? Couldn't agree
glad
more.
To hear it.
Who would have thought all those years ago that we would be.
If you'd have told me, I'd have said, Dan, you're crazy.
Sitting at this table with some pendulums on the table, investigating UFOs.
I'd have said, Dan, you're crazy. But you know, you never know. Yeah. So be careful what you say.
So here we are.
Welcome, my friend.
Glad to
Welcome.
Be back.
All right. So let's start here. Both of you are aware of all of the news stories circulating, you know, mainly out of New Jersey, but it's now pretty much all over the world. Both of you were aware of the
drones.
The drones, yeah, the drone sightings.
Unquote.
Yeah. And so let me ask each one of you if, from what you know, and I know, Dan, you don't watch, you try not to watch a lot of news as it's happening.
Because it's not news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I'm glad you listened to talk radio and strategies for living. That's news.
I listened to you this morning.
Thank
I caught
you.
This morning's show.
Thank you.
Matter
thank
of fact.
You.
Very excellent.
So as not to confuse people.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We weren't on this morning. We're taping this on Sunday. And so you listened to the Sunday
to
morning
the Sunday morning show
broadcast. So when you first heard of what's going on and all of these reports, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
Nothing really. I wasn't really interested in it, and I didn't start paying attention to it until it started making the news every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More and more reports and more drones, and I started hearing more and more foolish responses like, we don't know what it is, but there's nothing to worry about, folks.
Right.
Yeah.
That fills you with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. The response out of from our officials have kind of been baffling. George, what has been your initial take on hearing all of what you've heard so far?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drones. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that's got my attention.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're big.
They're big.
They're large.
They're not the type of drones that you go out and buy from Amazon or from Walmart.
No, and because of their size and apparent complexities, they have to take off from somewhere and they have to land somewhere. And both
they're
of those
big.
And both of those events can be and should be and are very likely being tracked.
Right. Mm. Right.
And they also have a heat signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't go dark.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, already you're telling us that the official response, both of you have, would it be fair? I don't want to put anything into either one of your mouths, but would it be fair to say you guys both have massive question marks as to the response that is coming out of official?
If they don't know what it is, that's very concerning.
Yeah.
And if they know what it is and they're not telling us, that's equally concerning.
Right. Right. Do you have a theory yet?
George and I were kicking this around last night, and George came up with what I think may be the theory.
Okay.
Which is kind of an all of the above. But
I'm curious.
What did I say?
Inquiring minds want to know.
There are a lot of drones flying around, specifically in New Jersey.
Right.
And they've got to be looking for something, right?
Right.
They're not looking for, bank robbers.
Right.
Yeah, or something like that. But what if they're up there looking for E.T.?
Okay.
What if E.T. is either maybe coming in from through a portal?
Mm-hmm.
Or coming into our airspace for some through some means, the normal flight or through a portal or through another dimensional universe or whatever. But they're up there trying to find out exactly what is E.T. doing, and that's what the drones are investigating.
Okay, so your best guess then,
and that is a guess.
It is a guess, yeah. Your best guess is we know. We know that they cause us no harm because they're ours, or we know.
Or some of them are ours.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, okay. Would it be fair to say that it sounds like from the theory that there's a mix of.
Yeah, when I said all of the above. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're ours.
That was
they're theirs.
My sense about it as well. Yeah.
And there may be ETs checking on other ETs.
Right.
But anyway, it makes sense that you've got all these drones flying looking for something, and they won't tell us what it is, and they tell us they don't know what it is. Well, maybe both sides of that argument are true.
Yeah. Two things can be true
at the same time. They don't know, and they're still looking, and there's something there.
Right.
It's speculation, but it could be that E.T. is flying in there, and they're trying to track down E.T., or at least monitor him.
Have either one of you taken your pendulum out and done any pendulum work on this yet?
I did take a swing when it first happened, just a quick little question. And the question was real simple. Are these the products of extraterrestrials? And there was a yes response to that. So some may very well be from an ET environment.
Right, right.
An ET is a rather generic term.
Yeah.
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 And it could be a very very broad, right?
Very broad term. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the most pressing thing is as I said in the intro, this reminds me of Orson back in the day.
Well, Grover's
Orson,
Mill, New Jersey.
Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Right. The most compelling question that I have is there anything to be afraid of? Is there anything for any of us to get into fear? And I realize there's a lot of people right now into fear. And because of that, and because of the lack of information coming out, nature abhors a vacuum, right? So there are a lot of theories moving around out there, including the ones that we're putting forth at the table today. I would ask both of you, as experts in the field, Is there anything to be afraid of for people? George, I'll start with you.
The impression I have is no.
Okay.
That whatever is occurring, there's a reason for it, and it's a reason that has not been presented to the general public. That kind of leads me to believe if there was some sort of actual physical threat, that would be noticed in some form or fashion through some channels, if nothing else, through a law enforcement and state police or whatever.
Right.
So.
Yeah, something George and I have kicked around quite a bit, but a lot of the ET activity, UFO activity, the UFO contact, I think we both agreed on this, is a matter of its interaction with individual people.
Right.
In other words, Lauren sees a UFO over her house, blinking lights. Well, there's some kind of interaction going on between Lauren and the ET.
Right.
Or Dave or Dan or George.
Right.
There's some kind of, and we've experienced enough of that out looking for UFO experiences to know that, yeah, there's some kind of interaction between me and that craft there. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is, but I have the feeling that is there showing me, hey, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a connectedness.
It's a connectedness,
right.
Yeah.
In the cases I've studied and the cases I've investigated, invariably they were personal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So in my own mind, I pretty well ruled out that these occurrences are random.
Right. Well, so that begs a question from me. Okay, so are we moving into a different
era
where the contact that has been personal and person to person up till now, are we moving into a time when there's going to be more of a breakout, breakthrough,
more collective. Personal.
And before either one of you answer it, let me say we've got to go to break. And you know, that's what you do in good radio. You do the old tease thing.
It's a profit thing.
Yeah, there you go.
What a concept.
Because we've got we've got some bills to pay.
We've got to eat.
We've got to eat. That's right. Dan Baldwin, George Sewell, with us today here on Strategies for a Living. And we are, we're all looking up at the sky, scratching our heads, wondering, what is going on? We're talking about it today on Strategies. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
On a snowy day, tune in your way. Strategies for living here to stay. For your mind, your body, and your soul. Warm advice to keep you whole by the firelight. Hear wisdom bright. Radio waves making spirits light.
daily dose of care and cheer. Healthy
I hate it when you come into the town and dance with me, Dan, and don't let me lead. You're stepping on my feet.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Welcome, folks. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and George Sewell and Dan Baldwin, along with David McMillan. And we are talking about, what everybody's talking about now. How could we not be talking? Who's not talking about this?
The lights in the sky.
There's some people out in Red Chute saying, oh, I don't know. That's right for them. It's a good thing them folks are out in New Jersey, because we'd be shooting them down if they were over us. No comment from...
Rifles are being prepared, as I understand. So.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Really, really. So, George, you were mentioning as we went into after we went into break, you were mentioning off air the connection to Christopher Columbus.
But I'm wondering, looking historically with the impact globally of the verification that there is a new world, there is an undiscovered continent, at least to the Europeans. I mean, obviously, you would not. But that was such a revolutionary fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it affected every facet of society,
there was no society,
you couldn't go back.
Part of society that was untouched by the discovery of the new world.
Correct. And I suspect this may be a similar type event because it will be global. It will strike every society, every element.
It will impact all of our worlds.
In some form.
Some way.
On every level. Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm looking at it. So it's not a negative thing. It's just a whoa, hello.
Yeah,
we're going into another
era, another time.
It's an expansion of our world, quite literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. People keep waiting for what they call disclosure of the UFOs. They're already disclosed.
They're around
the world.
Yeah. Yeah, for you, that's a moot point. It's already happened.
Nothing left to disclose.
Right. Right. You know, when there's reports that, you know, when natives, Dan, saw Columbus's ships, they didn't actually see them because they had no reference point. The shamans, the people who were trained to look into the other world, if you will, they could see the ships.
Yeah,
but the actual
lay natives.
Yeah, if we could say they couldn't see those ships.
Well, I think we're going through a lot of that right now with what I call the true believers and the rest of us. Like some of us, and this is I'm not putting down anybody.
Right.
But we're into an era where, say, Dan and Dave see a UFO. Mm-hmm. Dan sees a UFO, right?
Right.
This is obviously from another dimension or another planet or something.
Right.
Dave goes, that's a balloon. Mm-hmm. That's a dirigible.
Yeah.
That's got to be a dirigible.
Yeah.
Because a UFO is not in your belief system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you cannot act out of the box. So I think we're in an era where some people... Again, I'm not knocking, but they are trapped inside the box. They can't see the UFO. There's some of us, maybe a little bit more open-minded, we see a UFO and go, well, that's a UFO.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go explore that a little more.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, that ties in with what George said about the ships, you know.
Right.
Some people see them, some people don't.
Yeah. Right.
Two different, same reality, two different perspectives.
Right.
You said that you had you had dealt recently with a friend.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tell us that story.
We were out camping in the wilderness and a beautiful view of the sky and over the Navajo Nation up in Utah.
Right.
So there's no towns, there's no cities, there's no farms, there's no lights. Total beautiful, gorgeous darkness. And all of a sudden, for half an hour, there's what I would call a swarm of UFOs. I would see you would see a light appear.
Right.
It would turn into two lights, do a slight maneuver, and then completely disappear. No aviation lights, no red, no green, no strobe.
Right.
But then the light would appear, maneuver, disappear, and then it was all over the sky, up, down, left, right, ins and out. Two crafts would show up. Sometimes they would maneuver together. They would sometimes maneuver together with non-ballistic motion. Hmm. They would jump forward or jump backwards or jump up or jump down. Something that would smash, if it was a terrestrial craft, it would smash the individuals inside. Anyway, this went on for half an hour, planes appearing, disappearing, doing all kinds of maneuvers. And the person I was camping with didn't see anything extraordinary. Well, that's just planes a long way away. Planes do not appear and then disappear.
Right.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Traditional aircraft don't exhibit non-ballistic motion. Yeah. No. Nothing special. I'm going to bed. Again, it's like I said before, probably on this program, some people will see a UFO, as a UFO. Some people will see a Volkswagen bus driving down the street.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Matter of perspective.
Yeah. What has kept us? What is it? Is it fear? Is it our ego self? What has kept us from being open-minded, George? What's causing that? What's blocking us?
Caught up with daily living.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the gist of it. We're in a civilization that, fortunately for much of the world, certainly for the United States, people have their basic necessities covered with a minimal amount of time and energy and effort.
Yeah.
Giving us the luxury, I think, to pursue education, to pursue other vocations, to pursue whatever interests us about life, whatever. So we have that time and ability now that has not always
been available. We have that luxury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are taking advantage of, and that's what's making this kind of exciting. And I'm really interested in how many people have an interest in this particular subject, who are looking at such things as past lives,
right?
Other experiences that have been reported and accounted for historically, but never on a large scale, either in presentation or acceptance. I'm seeing that on a much larger scale now, and that I find exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys, and particularly both of you, have been involved in this. You through the organization Move On, Dan, you through your writing and your work with the Pendulum.
And being out by myself as much as possible.
And being out in the wilderness. You guys have been involved in this for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Are you also as excited, Dan, as George is saying he is about this, the seemingly more people opening up about possibilities?
Well, we live in exciting times. And like George, I do a lot of presentations.
Right.
Rotary Club and the
schools. Because you've written so many books.
Yeah, I get an opportunity to go out there.
Yeah.
And in the last, especially the last 10 years, certainly the last 20, there's been a real change in attitude. People used to be, you could see them sitting there with their arms crossed. I don't like what he's talking about. You see more people with their arms open and they're leaning more forward and their eyes are a little bit more open.
Right.
And they're more willing to come out and actually discuss what used to be stuff we don't talk about.
Right. Yeah.
They're much more willing to do that now than they were many years ago.
It's interesting because in your you wrote The Paranormal Pendulum, and then 2 and 3. And it's interesting, and now the latest book is The Sky People,
right.
And Our Ancestors. That's the newest book, and it's from Dan Baldwin and George Sewell. You can find it wherever you buy books. But is it surprising you? Because the first Paranormal Pendulum books were about past lives and spiritual contact. And then. Here comes Lindsay.
Yeah.
And so was that a surprise for either one of you when that appeared in that series the Paranormal Pendulum books?
Well,
that's a question for
Paranormal
Joe.
It wasn't Pendulum 3. The purpose of the book was to record, if you will, the Lindsey Higgins experience.
Right.
Because it was so broad, everything that Lindsey had experienced with her interactions, what we would call extraterrestrial, throughout her life.
Right.
Paralleled so beautifully, and I say beautifully as far as point on point on point checking, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases that I was aware of through reading,
right,
as well as cases I was personally aware of through personal interviews.
Right.
And Dan often assisted me years ago when I would be asked to go talk to a person who had some sort of encounter.
And you did that routinely. If somebody reported in the state, then MUFON got the,
and you would be dispatched
to go interview and find out if this is a substantive case or something else.
My approach, again, my background is a counselor, so my approach, frankly, was, okay, the person has had something that they have seen or experienced,
right,
and it's brought them to a point that they brought it up, that they're talking about it, which usually that would not happen. So I would just make a point to just go listen with a confidential ear, knowing that it's going no further than me.
Right.
If they want to pursue making it public, then fine, they can do that.
That's up to them, yeah.
Right.
But I'm approaching it from a more, I wouldn't say therapeutic, but empathic standpoint, that I can give you feedback from others who have told me almost identical to what you're describing.
We all need to be heard, and we all know that there's a certain, when you find out, wait a minute, you're not alone. Your story is a story that's been told time and again from others.
And that's why the book.
Dan Baldwin, George Sewell, they are the authors of The Sky People and Our Ancestors, and we're talking to them today about all the things going on up in the sky. Talking to them here on Strategies. Stay with us. More to learn and more to come.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to...
Here we are. Welcome back in to 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, you're being rather quiet today in the company of Dan Baldwin and George Sewell. Are you just soaking it all in, or are you taking notes? What are you doing over there?
All of the above.
All of the above?
Don't tell the other life strategists, but these are some of my favorites. So,
yeah, okay, I won't.
You know,
talk.
I enjoy hearing what they have to say.
I won't.
I think it's important that everyone else.
I'll keep your secret.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Dan Baldwin, George Sewell, authors of The Sky People. That's their latest book, The Sky People and Our Ancestors. And you can find it out from Four Knights Press. You can find it on, of course, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Wherever you order books, you can find our work.
You can find
ebook, paperback.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about the use of the pendulum, and I'll ask both of you to contribute to this. But the pendulum as a research tool, mm-hmm. right? Because some people look at the pendulum and think about a pendulum, and they think, oh, that's stuff that ooh, I would ooh. Put in the category yeah, of Ouija ooh. Boards and tarot cards. And you guys would not put pendulums in that same category, I don't think.
Well, your listeners, if they'll just recall an image of, say, your farmer or your person out west centuries ago with a wiki stick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Trying to find water, and mm-hmm. when that stick just starts curling down to the ground,
yep.
that's where you should dig.
Yep.
And lo and behold, much of the time they did discover water. It's the exact same principle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The exact same principle.
Right.
So it's a proven process. It goes back to Egyptian times. So there's nothing new about it.
Right.
It's just a very handy
way
of asking questions to areas where other research tools can't necessarily address. Like with pendulum, we're able to communicate with people who are no longer physical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And carry on extended conversations.
Right.
There aren't too many research tools that can do that.
Yeah.
So that does give us an angle for what we are researching that is not necessarily available to other folks who might be in the same arena.
And Dan, you have been fond in the past, at least here on this program, of kind of normalizing, if you will, if I could use that terminology. There's nothing extraordinary. It's just a rock on a string.
It's a weight on a string, and it's a tool.
Yeah.
And it's again, everybody out there listening, you're all psychic. You all have the abilities, each one of you. You just need to, if you want to develop it, you can develop it. You can ignore it, or you can deny it, but you still have it.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And there are different techniques and tools that you can use to develop your psychic ability. And the pendulum just is the one that works for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you and I have had similar experiences. We've compared notes from time to time. And, you know, there was once upon a time that I told myself, and I believed mm-hmm. it, I would say to people, I don't have a psychic bone in my body. Now, I have come to... Uh-huh. understand and know that I was lying to myself because it wasn't true. And maybe worse than that, I was blocking an ability, and that was a key. That was a key.
One of the things I tell people who are trapped in the box of their specific beliefs, especially beliefs about the apparent psychic ability, you're denying yourself to an incredible mm-hmm. wonder.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and I don't use the term wonder lightly.
Yeah,
but there's danger out there, but there's also a universe of incredible wonder.
We live in an incredible universe.
And the more you develop your psychic ability, the more of that wonder you get to not only see, but you get to experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's connect that with, if you would, gentlemen, tell us the story. If you will, in a nutshell, of what we're going to find in the Sky People and our ancestors. How would you describe
this? George and I are sitting around one day talking about the Anunnaki, and over in the Middle East, you always hear about the people who came down and gave the Sumerians and the Egyptians and those who predated those
right.
your knowledge.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And we were sitting around and going, well, if they did it over there, surely they did it over here.
Yeah.
Right.
And we began looking at various sites, ancient sites.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Louisiana, Mississippi, and out west, Dan was looking at Arizona, Utah. And using the pendulum as the research tool,
right?
I physically visited many of the sites in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and was able, using that tool, to make a communication with an individual who was living at that site thousands of years ago.
Right.
That in itself is kind of amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
But with that communication established with the pendulum, I could ask a yes or no question, and it would give me a yes or no response from that individual, that consciousness, right, who was living there way back when, and was able to build up an idea or a concept of what the life was like in that village, mm-hmm. at that time frame, more information about who the individual was. Generally, would turn out, would be communicating with the shaman.
Yep. Right.
And I would invariably ask if the shaman had visitations from what we would call the sky people, people who would literally come down from the sky, usually in craft, and interact with the villagers. And invariably, the shaman was the point man,
right,
in that relationship. And yes, indeed, they were visited by the sky people. The sky people were normal enough looking that they did not disrupt the village. The villagers were not scared of them
or anything.
They were in awe of their, yes, knowledge.
Right.
We did find a number of cases where they weren't, yeah, afraid of them, but they were just
intimidated.
Yeah, just
yeah, they in awe and intimidated by the vast knowledge, yeah, that they brought.
Yeah, yeah, but they also gave a great deal of that to them that they could understand. So there's, right, a lot of give and take, and that's going way back in our history, right, and that just kind of got our attention. So, all right, well, let's just
One of those points is within easy driving distance, yep, of us, and is in fact an international site,
World Heritage
yeah, site called Poverty Point.
And yes, right, indeed.
And we've George and Lauren and I made a trek over there not too long ago.
Oh yeah, I can't help but think about there's no coincidence, right? And in this knowledge, this information being, you know, brought back up, mm-hmm. and in parallel to kind of what we talked about at the beginning of the program, right? The reappearance, yeah, in the public eye, perhaps.
With what's going on right now and all of the questions that so many people are bringing up, might be a good time, mm-hmm. to go get a copy of The Sky People and Our Ancestors. Dan Baldwin, George Sewell are the authors, and you can find The Sky People and Our Ancestors wherever you buy books, and I hope you will. Dan Baldwin, George Sewell, our life strategist today. Look, up in the sky, it's George. It's Dan. We'll be back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pentail. And you need to know that Pentail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan. You don't like my little my little holiday jingles. What?
All right. It sounded a little kid boppy.
Yeah. Okay.
That one didn't.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well.
It's all right.
I do the best I can.
It's cheery.
George Sewell, Dan Baldwin.
A couple of kid boppers.
A couple of kid boppers right. Here with us today. They are the authors of The Sky People and Our Ancestors. And, of course, who's not talking about what's going on up at the up in the sky these days. Last thoughts, guys, thank you so much for coming and doing this.
Delightful. Delightful to be
here. Last thoughts as we wind this down.
Last thought for me was something I said in the earlier segment. Everybody out there listening, you have psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
And your world and your universe will be much brighter and much healthier and much happier the more you develop those abilities.
If you're open to the possibilities.
If you're open to the possibilities.
Yeah.
Amen.
George, what are you leaving us with?
I'm going to echo what Dan just said, simply because it enriches your life experience. It's so noticeable. Once a person is able to do that, then they start seeing things they never saw before.
Yes.
Yeah. They're drawn to people that they would never have met before necessarily.
Yeah.
They're given opportunities that, whoa, that was, oh.
I'm reminded of the title of one of Dr. Wayne Dyer's books, When You Believe It, You Will See It. Thank you, George. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Folks, go get a copy of The Sky People and Our Ancestors. You'll love it. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pentail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Dan Baldwin, for George Sewell, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.